This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And I don't even want to look at the calendar. I don't want to look at the calendar. And this is why I have who I have as a guest on the show with us tonight. Because we need help. If you're anything like me, at least you need help. And probably your kids. And of course, I'm talking about those three words when put together can be very dreadful.
You know,
the school. Oh, I can't believe I said it. I said it. And so with me, I've got my good friend and great friend of the show, Kelly Boss. She's a relationship and parenting expert. She's also a psychotherapist and owns two counseling centers in Orillia and Gravenhurst. And you guys all know her because she comes on all the time to help me out because I need therapy.
Talk you down, yeah.
Kelly, how are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having me again. I always love coming and talking to your listeners.
Oh, I love having you. And you know what? I got to say thank you because not too long ago, I took the drive up to Muskoka, Gravenhurst, and got to sit down with you and do TV with you on your show.
Got to be the guest, which was awesome.
So much fun.
Yeah, we had a great chat. It was so great seeing you in real life, which we don't get nearly as many opportunities as I'd like for that.
I know, right? And I think that that's a big thing. You need connection. You need that human interaction, right? So that's one of the good things about back to school, which we're going to be talking about on the show tonight, because you know what? Sometimes it is good to get back to routine. And it's really good and healthy for our kids to get back to school. Not only to get out of our hair. But mainly because they've got their like support system there, their friends, you know, they're the people that maybe they haven't seen in a few months, you know, and it's just that comfort for them to see these people, these individuals, and to bond with them and to play with them and to interact with them, you know. So that's a positive, right? We're trying to keep it on the up and up here.
I know, even though Pina couldn't say it for like 8 attempts there, the time of year that shall not be named, she spent it in school. Yeah.
I find it really hard as a kid, and it hasn't like stopped, like as a kid into adulthood, this time of year, I don't know what happens, but there's something inside of me that just festers up and is just like, oh, I can't do this. It's stress, it's anxiety. There's nothing to be scared about, don't get me wrong, but I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't like it. I don't want summer to end. Maybe that's what it is.
I think that's a big one, especially in Canada where we have much more extreme seasons. Like, it is different. Summer is different, and the things that we can enjoy are different. We've got other things to enjoy in winter, obviously fall, spring, but summer is kind of, you know, lovely in Canada. And so it can be hard to switch over to the other seasons and have to put on sweaters. Like, it happens fast. The cool wind is blowing right now. I'm in Muskoka, huge summer spot. I'm feeling the temperature. I thought about it. Oh gosh, I've got to go talk about back to school today, but I mean, it's coming whether we utter the words or not. It's coming. And as you said, nothing to be afraid of. And this is, I think, part of the problem is that we need to talk about it, right? We need to start getting organized, because I think some of the anxiety is like, I don't want to do anything, but I need to do stuff. And I think we need to rip the band-aid off, start talking about it. The Halloween decorations are in the store. I've seen.
No.
I know. No. I was in yesterday, saw them in the grocery store, the Halloween snacks and the Halloween. Oh man. Yeah.
It's like, I just feel like you said, our seasons, you know what I mean? Like, our summer's short here. It is short, and I want to make the most of it. But it feels like as soon as we finish school, 2 weeks later, you're starting to see back to school stuff. And it's just like, give me a break. Let me enjoy. Why do you have to be a buzzkill?
Right? Seriously, settle down.
Right? So it's hard. And like the thing for me is that although I technically do go back to school because I'm a prof at Humber College, right? So technically I do go back, not as a student, but as a professor. And like I said, I see it in the kids. There is this sense of excitement, like new year. And I kind of look at September as the unofficial new year.
Oh, boy.
Routine, right? And new intentions. And we just start fresh.
Absolutely. And I think it's hard to make a lot of changes in the summer because the schedule and the routine's out the window. I mean, great if you've already got a workout program, but if you're thinking to start, most people will be like, oh, I'll start in the fall when the kids are back to school. Or, you know, it's just really hard to start things. And you've got bedtimes are so messed up because of the sun. You're just like, wait, what? How is it 9:51? Like, you need to get in bed. This happens.
And sneak peek or a little teaser for everyone listening. Next week, you're going to want to tune in because a good friend of Kelly and myself is Miss Alana McGinn of Good Night Sleep Site. And she's going to be on to talk about sleep and sleep routines for back to school. So I just needed to throw that in there because you mentioned sleep. And it is. It's crucial. It's so important.
It's something, yeah, absolutely. So that's great that talk's coming because I think it's part of the routine. There's so many pieces of it. Sleep's a big one. I think a lot of us are a little off on our routines for sleep in the summer, and that's okay. We can get back at it.
But everything, I think, goes out the window in the summer, and it's not just sleep. So I honestly, you know what I mean, think that we need to really take this time because we're 2 weeks out now. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, no, she said it.
That messenger, the bearer of bad news, you know? So I'm trying here. I'm really trying. But we're 2 weeks out, and we need to take all these bad habits that we've created over the summer because we've taken everything and we've just thrown it out the window. So, you know, bedtimes have changed. Parents, like, we're all more lenient with our kids. Like, oh, it's okay. There's no school tomorrow. Summer holidays. They can stay up. Even nutrition. And what we're eating. Don't you find that, Kelly?
Oh, yeah. Like the temptation to have ice cream on the daily is so different. And I'm like, why am I? I'm not even the hugest ice cream eater. Yesterday, I'm eating one of those Magnum bars. I'm like, okay, I guess this is my lunch. I did eat something healthy after. But like, it's like, why is this happening? It seems like it's so summery. It's so festive. I need to do
this. Right? So it's like we're wild animals in the summer. Everything. We just forget about everything. Rules? There's no rules. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it creeps up on us and it's like, boom. Okay, you know what? We're back to routine. We need to be on a sleep schedule again. We need to, you know, choose wisely with what we are putting into our bodies. You know, it's not party, party, party. It's like, buckle down. We got to get our homework done. We got to get back to even recreational activities. It's just a lot. And that's why I think a lot of people stress out and the anxiety starts to, like, you know, come up. And so that's why I wanted you on the show, Kelly. Yeah. And we're going to talk more about this and we're going to hit it all. This way, you can not only help me because God knows I need the help.
Help myself, help your listeners.
We're going to help all of you listening on the radio. So don't go anywhere because this is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is the Parenting Show on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. I've got my girlfriend and special guest, great friend of the show, and one of our experts that we always use here, Kelly Boss. She's a relationship and parenting expert. She's also a psychotherapist and owns two amazing counseling centers in Orillia and Gravenhurst. And Kelly, we're talking about, I'm going to say it, okay? Back to school. I know a lot of you parents at home listening, you're probably like, yes, back to school. I can't wait. And yeah, part of me is like, yes, I can't wait to get these kids to school. Like, I can't do it anymore, right? But there's also a lot of stress and anxiety that comes along with it. And Kelly, I don't know what it is. I was thinking about this and I was actually trying to think back at my childhood because I'm like, there's got to be a reason for this. There's got to be a reason for this. Was there something that happened to me as a child that maybe contributes to the stress and anxiety that I feel this time of year, every August, as we're a few weeks out to returning to school? But I can't pinpoint anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, in there might be some people that have that, you know, but back to school is just generally a more anxiety provoking situation. You've got, like, take any grade. You don't know who's in your class. Yeah. You don't know what teacher you're going to have. If we're just talking about for you, you don't know what students you're going to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if there's a change coming, there's a change coming and we've got to be ready and we don't know what it looks like. And unknown is always anxiety provoking, right? There might be some people that know or they're having the same class for whatever, but for the most of us, this is a time of transition. And I remember, like, growing up, if I thought what was back to school like for me, it'd be like, are my friends in my class?
Yes.
Do I want it or not? You know, maybe someone's going to high school or maybe someone's transitioning to like a middle school or something. There could be change there. Maybe you're going to a new school altogether. So I think all of us associate it with change. I think all of us associate it with almost like the new year, new me kind of situation.
Yeah. Because
probably the bigger marker than New Year's for most of us, right? It was always that time of change that we can all relate to. The new extracurricular. What's my dance class going to be like? Who's in it? You know, and there's all in my sports team or whatever, hockey stars.
All these unknowns.
A lot of unknowns. So I think that's probably part of it. I think that's half or maybe more than half. And then the other part is that, oh gosh, summer's running out and I have to do all the things and I didn't go to the lake as much or I didn't get, we didn't go camping, you know, and that kind of, I got to pack stuff in. So that's my guess. Maybe listeners have some other ideas too, but those are two big ones, I think.
I think that is so bang on, especially the part that you said, like summer's running out. So it's like, it's a time of year too. I already, like, for the past few weeks, I started to see the ads popping up for the Canadian National Exhibition, the X, you know, which is a summer tradition for my family. And I was just like, oh God, pit in my stomach. I feel sick. I'm going to throw up. I'm like, that means it's the end of summer. And like you said, we've been experiencing, you know, some cooler weather. And so it's like, I think that's what makes it different from, like, you know, the new year. You know what I mean? Like, this is why I say that this is like the unofficial new year and you can actually physically feel it. You can feel the seasons changing, even though for everyone listening, and I need to make this clear, we have summer still for another month, okay? So back to school does not mean that fall is here. And do not talk to me about those spice pumpkin lattes. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, one thing at a time. Let's just get to the first day of school.
Baby steps, okay? Baby steps. So I totally feel what you're saying, that it is all the unknowns of starting something new, whether it's extracurricular, whether it's school, whether you're coming from a student standpoint, you're coming from a teacher standpoint, or you're coming from a parent standpoint, because we get those jitters for our kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then I also think about the kids that struggle at school. And this is where we need to talk, because, you know, I want to hear what you have to say and what advice you can give to those parents that might have kids that, you know, struggle with school, maybe struggle with friendships, not only just the academic part, but struggle with the friendships there. Maybe have had bad experiences with bullying. You know, like, that's a lot to take in, you know, as a child and as a parent of one of those children, right? So, like, what can we as parents do to help prepare our kids in, like, all aspects of back to school? I know that's a big one and I'm throwing it at you, but maybe we can break it down into small sections.
Well, I mean, I think you make a good point. School's not a safe place for everybody, but neither is home. So some people might be back into a safer place that is school than home. And then other kids are like, oh, this is not going to be good. So, you know, I think as parents, one thing, and this isn't, you know, this doesn't really cover like the more difficult items like bullying or, you know, really worried about the peers they're hanging out or that kind of thing. We'll get into that. But one thing is really about transition. We all do better if we prepare for what we can, right? So yes, there's some unknowns and no one wants to talk about it, but maybe let's, right? We got a couple weeks. Yeah. This is time to start planning a bit. The fun things are always, you know, some back to school shopping can be fun, right?
Yeah.
Getting those supplies, like I know my daughter likes to have the right supplies. Some kids get really into like how this, you know, the supply.
Yeah, I know. It's the stationery. It's the stationery. Everyone goes crazy for it.
Even though, like, I think my daughter's mostly online, but she'll want a few new things. And then she's in high school, so we'll be having the right backpack. And, you know, hers has definitely seen the year. So we'll be getting some new things like that. Also, you know, just talking about how we get the backpack. Well, you're going to talk about this with Alana, but it'll be backing up bedtimes. But, you know, it'll be trying to find getting the routine again. I just saw like a massive sale on some like snacks that my kids usually use yesterday. So I was like, I'm going to pick them all up. But it was like totally an announcement. Like, don't touch these are for back to school. Like, we're starting to like stockpile. Right? I don't want you eating them all tomorrow. But yeah, just getting ready because, you know, even if we're at a concert and we're going to leave, we want to, you know, talk to the people who are leaving. They're like, let's go in 5 minutes. Like that better than we're leaving now. Like if your people want to leave or, you know, if kids are at a birthday party, they do better with some warning. We all do better just to like get our minds around it. You know, I was at, yeah. You know,
I like that you're saying that. And because it's just to a lot of people, you might be thinking, well, that's common sense. But a lot of the times we bypass that. We skip that part, you know? So to have the conversations, to have that open dialogue is super important, super key, because that's how we can help, you know, our little ones or even the bigger ones going off to high school or maybe college or university transition, you know, and just get them ready. And if we don't have those conversations, then, you know, sometimes they don't feel comfortable talking to us. But if we start talking about this stuff, if they have any like stressors, anything that's giving them anxiety, gives them the opportunity to talk to us about it, right?
Yeah, that and like even just getting ready. We don't want to be on the dead run for, oh, shoot, school's after this weekend, but we have Labor Day plans. And how do we do it? Like it does fall after a difficult weekend. So there's some, you know, having the conversations now, getting ready now, I think can be really helpful for all of us.
Right. And it does like back to school after a long weekend. We need to talk to the government. Can we change this? We need a longer summer break. Look at me just trying to stretch it out, eh?
Yeah.
We are talking all things back to school. Kelly Boss is our guest and she is helping us. She's helping me. Because it is a stressful time of year and my anxiety is at an all-time high. So, and I know I'm not the only one. You guys listening at home, I'm sure that there's many of you guys, you know, feeling the same kind of pain. So don't go anywhere because we've got more. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into 640 Toronto. This is the Parenting Show and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. We are talking about the most horrible, dreadful time of year. Well, at least for me it is. It's back to, Kelly, you say it.
It's back to school, yeah. Oh, no.
It's always been a really stressful time of year for me. for as long as I can remember. Like, even after the point that I was done school, I didn't have kids to send to school. I don't know what it was. It was that, you know, those cooler temps, the end of August, the CNE was on, you know, and here I am. I'm like, oh, I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. Right. So it's just, for me, it's been a lifelong thing. Right. And we were talking about, you know, how to help prep our kids, because I try to hide it from my kids. I don't want them to see me stressed and, you know, be anxious about it, because I don't want to push that on my kids, because Kelly, our kids pick up on us, right?
Right. So now maybe they see you stressing, but they don't know why. Is it better, you know, to just say, hey, like, let's all embrace that this is coming, but, you know, we've got two magical weeks left. Let's make the most of it. But, you know, is there anything we want to make sure we have, anything we want to talk about? Because, you know, if they are struggling with going back to school as well, if we are not talking about it, then they might think, oh, I can't talk about it. So the more we can open up some dialogue about what it looks like, some kids might be thrilled. Like, I asked my daughter, she's pretty excited to go back, or like decent. Like, she's, I wouldn't say over the top, but she's like, yeah, I'm looking forward to going back. I haven't asked my son. My son will probably say no, but he's super social. So like it's his jam to be around like 30 kids all day, like loves it. So, you know, he'll have to give up his going at his own pace, but he will definitely enjoy the social.
And I think that that's a big thing. Not all kids are going to, you know, stress and freak out about it. Some kids are really going to love it. And you'll also find that within your own family dynamics. You might have one child who is dreading it, another child who cannot wait, another child who's just like, meh, I don't care. I'm just going to go with the flow, right? There's so many different personalities and everyone reacts and takes things differently. But I really like what you're saying about just sitting down and talking to them, because I think it's really important. And I say this almost on every show, communication is key, right? Having that open dialogue with our kids. A lot of the times our kids don't share things with us, even though we think that they do. Let's not be naive to think that they share everything. And a lot of the times, if we do not initiate the conversation, yeah. And let me know what you think, Kelly, on this, but I find that sometimes if I don't initiate the conversation, it doesn't open that door for them to express what they are feeling, maybe going through, whether it's the good or the bad, you know?
And I think too, sometimes we have to be careful how we receive the information, because let's say, like, oh, I feel excluded at school, and then we want to go all mama bear on it. Then they're telling you again what's going on. So we have to be careful to listen. Obviously, there's sometimes we have to intervene. It's just safety. It's just, you know, mental health protection, whatever. Like, there might be sometimes, but often, yeah, they got excluded. It's not great. It's not the end of the world. It's, you know, and we help them work through it in a different way, but we can. And sometimes it might be saying, like, what do you need from me right now? You know?
I like that. What do you need from me right now? Mm-hmm. I think that that's a line that we can use, not only when it comes to our kids and back to school, but in any relationship that we have.
Oh, sure.
That's huge. So Kelly, I'm going to give you a scenario.
Yeah.
So I am your child. And I'm dreading it. And I'm scared because in the past, maybe I've been bullied, or I have a hard time making friends, or I'm scared about getting this one teacher that is really scary and I'm terrified. How would you, as a parent, talk to your child about that to help ease them?
Yeah. So those are some wildly different situations, but obviously, you know, some of it just might be your kid wanting to talk about how they're feeling, they're anxious about things. What can we do to help them in it? Again, ask them what they need. But, you know, if they're getting something serious, like bullying happening, there's some great resources out there. Rosalind Wiseman actually has some books. One of them is Queen Bees and Wannabes. That's for girls, and sort of the scary thing that is among girl peer issues. But there's also the boys book, and that is something.
Mastermind and Wingman, right?
Minds and Wingman. So these are two great resources. The Queen Bee's one actually influenced the book Mean Girls, but you know, this could be a whole show on its own. So, and I'm sure, you know, do this, but you know, and talking to the school and communicating and maybe making play dates with the positive relationships they have. Sometimes you go for all summer, everyone's busy. You might not be seeing those positive peers. Maybe that also helps with being afraid of your teacher. Like, you know, who's in your class? If it's like really like high level anxiety, maybe your kid has an IEP about it. Maybe you can get the name of the teacher early. Like schools will often work with you. If you're afraid to go back to school altogether, then sometimes you're going to do something like a little bit of a fear ladder. You could go and just go to the school, sit in the parking lot. Let's just get our anxiety down with even getting there. And then maybe the school will give you a tour. They'll often work with you again. If your kid needs to go on a day off and just, well, maybe the teachers are prepping, just see where their classroom is, maybe meet their teacher. Some of those things can be arranged. And you can also obviously work with a therapist. Like if these some of these things are, you know, more than just the jitters of going back to school, it might be about, you know, talking to a therapist and getting some advice on how to handle these things. Did I hit all three?
Yeah, I think so. You know what? I like the ideas of like just even bringing the school into it, you know, and contacting them and maybe just saying, okay, listen, like, okay, if we're talking about the bullying, this has been the situation in the past. You know, what can we do going forward, you know? Or like we were talking about maybe, you know, off the air, we had mentioned, you know, having eyes, just, you know, us parents can feel that sense of like, you know, just feel reassured that that there's someone else, you know what I mean, that has eyes on our kids. And I think too, like a lot of this stuff, even what you're saying, can even be done at the end of the school year prior. If you're privy to this information that you've talked to your child and they've expressed this stuff, then you can say next year, you know what I mean? Like we can't have these people in the same classroom. Or if there's a fear of a teacher, you know, you can discuss it and see if there's something that can be done. But even like you said, even just taking a drive to the school, sitting there or asking to see if you can get into the school to go on a little, you know what I mean, walk just to help ease some of that anxiety, I think is huge. And I think it's so important. And I love those ideas, you know. But the main thing that I keep getting back to is listening. We need to listen to our kids. Because Absolutely. If we listen, they're going to tell us what is going on and then we can figure out how to help them, right?
Absolutely. Like being that ear, being that safe ear.
We are talking all things back to school on the Parenting Show tonight. Don't go anywhere because we will be back with more right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
This is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and my special guest with me tonight is Kelly Boz. She is a relationship and parenting expert. She's also one of our amazing friends on the show. She's a psychotherapist and owns two amazing counseling centers in Orillia and Gravenhurst. Kelly, we're talking about it, and I don't want to talk about it. We still have 2 weeks. I don't want to rush it. I want to make the most of it. I don't want summer to end. And no. I think that that's my biggest, one of the biggest things for me this time of year. I can't even bring myself to say it. This is why I dread.
Yeah.
Back to school.
No. And you know what else is really funny about this time of year in Ontario is that we always get like sneaky, really great weather mid-September, right? It's always this like crazy, like it'll get really cool now. It'll be like the winds of change are coming. We'll be freaking out that we have to use up summer. And then it's hot as blazes. I got the sunburn of my life once at a fall fair in Western Ontario, like I forget where it was, like Strathroy or something. Ilderton, I'm at the Ilderton Fall Fair. And I'm looking around, I'm like, does any mom who's actually prepared have any sunscreen because I am getting burnt to a freaking crisp.
And no, this is Ontario for you. It is Ontario for you for sure, you know? And it's like, it's that time of year, and it's, I don't know. Some people deal with it extremely well. For me, I don't. I have 3 children and each one deals with it differently, you know? But I think I take the biggest hit as a parent, you know? And I find that so weird. I'm like, what's going on here? But I'm kind of glad that they don't suffer like I do, you know?
Also the busyness, because I think for some families, and this just like, you know, remind me, because I've often, when I talk about back to school before, like part of it is, do we love summer too much because we've kind of slowed it down a little bit, we have a little more flex in the schedule, and then we go back full gear into all the things. And so I think we talked about transition, getting prepared. We talked about, you know, having the open conversations with our kids, but maybe we actually also need to look at our schedules and say, if it was bananas last year, do I want this for this year? And you know what? I have the power to change it. Maybe we don't have to do all the things. And sometimes I think as parents, especially in this day and age, like this was not a problem when I was growing up, like some kids were in some things. But now if you're in hockey, it's all year. If you're in, you know, soccer, it's all year. If you're in dance, you might get a couple months off in the summer, but you might not. You might be at competitions all the way through. Like there's no let up. And a lot of these things are great things, but, you know, sometimes I think we have to look at it and say, there are a couple things that we can, you know, maybe the kids don't love that this much as much, or maybe I'm kind of pushing that, or maybe I need to cut down here or there. Just a thought, but yeah, looking at that.
I think, you know what, I'm glad you bring that up because I think a lot of the time too, it's maybe some of the stress and anxiety that our kids feel might be from us. You know, with that sense of like, got to jam everything in, jam pack everything in, you know, it's like, it's coming to an end. And I never really thought about that until right now, you know?
Yeah, the that other end, thing, both, you're right. Like it's the end of summer packing in, but also do I need to do all the things over the year that I think I have to do? You're right. It's both.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And it can be very, very overwhelming. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was what you do. And, you know, that's why I always have you on, because you're a therapist, you're a psychotherapist, you know? And I think that a lot of the times we don't utilize what we have and ask for help when we need it.
Absolutely. So fall times a bit of an uptick in people asking for therapy for good reason. And I think it's some of the things we've talked about today. You know, it's summer, like it's really nice. And maybe you're going to, even if you're in therapy, you might push it off a bit. Like I'm feeling pretty good. Maybe I'll see you in September. So some things will start to ramp up. And that might be scary. You think, oh, like, will I get a therapist if I need one? The great thing is most therapists, especially coming out of like all the shutdowns, do online. So, you know, you will have options. And a lot of therapists have stayed online. Like we've gone back to in-person at our agencies, but that's been, you know, really important for those therapists and some clients like to be in person, but you've got a lot of options. So I think you can keep in mind that you can reach out, and it's not like some people will say, well, I don't know if it's a big enough deal. I'm just really struggling and I'm anxious about the call. Yeah, that's fine. Go. If it's short, go for 1 to 2 sessions. Like just see if there's something that you can look at or have some insight into, or even just vent it out. Might be helpful, right? And that's for the parents and kids.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say, like, the thing about therapy is that, and going to talk to someone, there's nothing wrong with it. And I think that it's something that we need to, again, have these open discussions with our kids to know that if for some reason, not only now as we prepare to go back to that place, but throughout the whole year, if there's anything that's causing them any stress, any anxiety, if they're just not feeling good about something, they feel yucky about something, and sometimes maybe they don't feel that they can talk to us, it's good for us as parents to let them know that there are others out there that they can feel safe with, be in a good, safe environment to open up, to talk, and to share. And that's with people like you, Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's, you know, it may not be everyone's cup of tea, but I think if you think it's your problem isn't enough, then I would challenge that. Like, I've had people come for what, you know, across the board, even they would say, like, it's not that big a deal, but I want to talk. If it's a big deal, then you talk about it. Absolutely. But at the same time, if you don't think that's where you get, is there a mentor or is there someone in your family you can open up to, or is there a friend that you trust, or, you know, your coach or your Girl Guide leader or something, like, you know, it's important, I think, for us all to talk and process. And also, this is what's great about getting back to school for some, is that it's back to socializing or having those people, which, you know, Pina mentioned earlier, like, it's having those people and getting back to that connection.
And I'm really glad you said that, because that is one of the things that I try my best to focus on, especially over the past few years that, thank goodness, are behind us, you know. But to look back, I really appreciate, you know, the one-on-one, that social interaction, because we saw how quickly it was ripped away from us, you know, out of our hands, out of our control, and what it did to us and our mental health.
Absolutely. We're still feeling the effects.
Absolutely. You know, so I think it's really, really important that, you know, we do embrace that aspect of it, and just know that, like, you know, and I say this too, because, like, this is where I feel confident in this time of year. And I do feel confident in talking to my kids about this, but it's that, you know what, we are going to go back. We're going to go back. It's going to be great. And you're going to be with your friends. And that's going to be amazing. And you're going to have a new teacher. How exciting is that? And I try my best as a parent to hype them up. Even though sometimes I might be struggling, I think that it's really important as parents. I'm not saying lie to your kids, but sometimes you got to play the part. Is that bad, Kelly, that I do that?
Like, these are good things. You're not making it up. If you're like, and then you get to get an immunization needle or something. Or then you get to go get that cavity filled, maybe then, you know, you're talking up something that's not fun. But these, like, there are good things, and reminding them of that, there's nothing wrong with that. Also, put in, I did say, look at the calendar and be careful what you add in, but also, if you can, and there's some room, put in some things to look forward to. There might be something in a few weeks on one of those glorious summer days that we didn't have in the rainy July that shows up end of September. No, maybe that's a day to go to the beach or have something fun happen.
You know what? I absolutely love that you just said that, because that is a way to give them something to look forward to get excited about. And honestly, Kelly, that just made me really happy, because if I can put a few things in my calendar, you know, sprinkle them through September, then it's like, okay, you know what? We've got this to look forward to on the weekend. We've got this to look forward to, you know what I mean, on that evening or whatever it may be. But it's better than cutting it off cold turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there are fun things. Like, fall's fun. It's pretty. Beautiful hikes. Winter can be fun. You just have to find the things, right? If you're into winter sports, you're into winter things, yeah, it can be really fun.
See, you're even going into winter now, so you're even extending it.
All right, slow down.
I know. Like, I don't like winter, but I have to say, like, thinking about that stuff, you know, or even, like, talking to your kids and, like, saying, you know, hey, do you have any plans? Maybe we can do something, whether it's, like, apple picking in the fall. What do you want to do? Let's sit down. Let's look at, maybe we find, like, a family activity to do once a month. So what can September be? What can October be? And November and December and so on and so forth, right? So maybe work with them on making those fun plans.
We do a summer bucket list and we do the winter bucket list. But I think now that we're talking, I'm like, we should do a fall one. We should do a fall bucket list. I never think of it because there's so much going on. Spring bucket list. What are the things that we can do? Like, you know, where I'm up in Muskoka. So spring is great for hiking, but the beginning of summer, end of spring is terrible with the bugs. So, you know, maybe get those hikes.
Yeah, you figure it out. I like that. So yeah. Plan ahead, prepare. work through those transitions and communicate. Communicate and don't be scared to talk to someone. Kelly, if people want to talk to you, where can they find you?
Hey, so you can find me on my website, kellyboss.com. That's with one S. So Kelly Boss, the tricky thing, one S. I'm at Kelly Boss Therapy on Instagram and most of my socials, Facebook. You know, Pina can usually find me if you can't find me. And my two agencies are couchpsychotherapy.com and skokamindandbody.ca.
There you go. Everything you need. And hopefully we helped you, you know, with the, with this time of year.
Yeah.
I have a really hard time with it. You know, I'm working on it. But Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. And for those of you guys that maybe missed some of it and want to listen back, you can do so on our podcast, which is available anywhere you like to get podcasts. So go subscribe, listen back, share with a friend. And that's it for us. So have an amazing rest of your Sunday evening. And we will catch you here next week. Same time, same place. It's The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.